Well, that really speaks to the importance of that, the continuity of practice that we hear so much about.
Yeah.
If you're only doing samadhi when you're on the cushion,
yeah,
it's not going to seep out to the rest of your day.
Yes.
And the power of the mind will go away.
Yeah, this is really true. That sense of continuity of practice and continuity of mindfulness.
And mindfulness that you have, you're like not on the cushion, that's a much more like broad, right? Comprehensive mindfulness that we're talking about.
Yeah, but then also, also sometimes the idea that we have sometimes of what mindfulness is sometimes a bit narrow, even when we're meditating. I've got to be doing this in order to be mindful. Mindfulness is actually, there's a lot more subtlety and adaptability to it. Yeah, sort of that clarity. It's just learning how to carry clarity. Because sometimes the idea of mindfulness, I mean, there's like, you know, lifting, rising, lifting, and a kind of mechanical way of training in mindfulness it's a tool to help foster that, but it's sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean we're actually being mindful. It means we're holding or focusing on a particular activity. But mindfulness, from a Buddha's perspective, is always it's very rare that the Buddha speaks of mindfulness without conjoining it with clear comprehension. And that kind of clear comprehension is an aspect, sort of, it's got a context on mindfulness as well.